Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Mike B. from San Diego.
How you doing, everybody? My name is Mike. I'm alcoholic. Mike. My sobriety date is 12/23/09. That was the day that it was over for me. But I grew up on Long Island, and New York's great. Bars close 4 a.m. Beautiful, White Castle. And great place to live. I think it was the greatest place to grow up in. And great time. But I always felt different as a kid and never fit in. And alcohol cured that for me. From that first keg party in high school, it was beautiful. And I didn't drink for just socially. I drank for effect. And that effect that it produced in me was magnificent. And through childhood, I was adopted. And I can blame drink on that. I can blame it on the death of my mother when I was 11, or the death of my father when I was 17. But, you know, it was me. Something I did not like about me. But drinking cured it. And went to college, and at that time, drink age was 18, and I was just going to 19. And it didn't matter, I had a temporary expired interim license that I crossed, just handed to the doorman, come on in. I knew every bar special and every place to go. And I was gonna be a forest ranger. I love outdoors and stuff, but wound up, the botany teacher told me, you better change your major. And had a big resentment about that guy. Big resentment. Who are you telling me? But I couldn't make class, and I couldn't cipher tests because I was out at the bar all night. If I had a term, a paper to do, it was done the night before. And that was my whole life. I used to get my mom to do book reports in the morning before it was due. But that's manipulation. I could manipulate people to do what I want when I want. But never succeeded in anything except drinking. And when people that I grew up with were getting married, careers, having kids, and living life, where was I? At the bar and doing other stuff. Because I love, if you put it in my hand, I did it. If you put it in the glass, I drank it. And but I did not want to be me, so I did that. But every job I had, there was a bar next to it. And when I couldn't live life like that, I got hired at a circus. I lived there for 7 years. And I could do anything I want, whenever I want, because room and board was paid for. So I had a free ticket. The land for dysfunctional people, and I fit in. I fit in great, because whenever people were drinking, I was there drinking. They were in the room smoking, I was smoking with them, because it didn't matter. And so it was good. But that's why I got my nickname. A lot of people know it was Oso. So a little story. I had radio, 5 mics on radio. The boss called Mike. I never answered, so he grabs me. If you're Oso, you better answer, you bastard. So ever since then, people know me as Oso. That's a little side story. But, you know, I went to Tucson, and things really went bad. And I wound up running from Tucson, wound up at Mission Bay Park crying my eyes out. How the hell this happened to a guy like me? I had everything going for me, and I'm sitting there crying. But the kicker was, the only thing I think about was drinking. Because I cannot feel anything without drinking. So I wound up getting a 6-pack, coming back to the same spot, drinking and blaming everything on everybody. And I drank that like in 5 minutes, it was gone. And I just went to my car, threw up and went in my car. And woke up that next morning, just in complete panic and terror, not knowing what to do because I knew I had to make a phone call. I knew that it was over, and I had to make a phone call, but I wound up driving up and down the coast for like 5 days until my money ran out, because I wanted to find a bum, drunk bum in Los Angeles to talk to see if what I was doing was right, but wound up running out of gas right by my brother's house, and I had to make a phone call, so ask for help, that's something I do not like to do. I like to do things on my own and by myself, and you know, I made that call, and my brother took me in and he said, you know, if you have one drink or do anything else, you're going to get kicked down and I'm not going to help you. And that terrified me, completely terrified. I sat in this house with my hands under my ass for 30 days. And I was like, did not know what was going on, baffled, terrified, wow. But during that time, I went to a bowl game college because he's a surgeon. He works for a state. And somebody handed me beer. And it was in my hand and in, down my throat before I even know what I was doing. And I had no defense against it. Even knowing all the consequences, I still drank. And, all right, 5 minutes, good. It's a lot to go. I love talking about myself, but but that I had no defense. Even though I had all the consequences against me, I drank and had a few, and, you know, I just stopped because, you know, it was just like, he's going to smell on me, and I'm going to get in trouble. So I was like, nah. So the day before I went to rehab, he took me to a New Year's Eve party, and I was pissed. I was straight up pissed at him. I was like, why the hell are you taking me to this place when you told me I can't drink? And there's beer bottles, champagne, wine, bottles of liquor everywhere. I'm like, damn. I'm in straight hell. But, you know, the next day I went to a inpatient, and there I was introduced to an AA. And that's where the door was open, but it got kicked in. I did a lot of other things. We had art therapy, group therapy, one-on-one therapy. But, you know, they took us to meetings. We had someone come in to read the book to us and stuff. And, you know, things I started, like, thinking what was happening to me. And and after that, I stayed there for 60 days. I was broke. I was completely broken. And upon a suggestion from somebody who worked there, I went to Pathfinders. And that's where the real magic started happening for me, because there I got a sponsor, I did the steps, and things started to change. The obsession for alcohol was removed. And why? How? And I don't know how, but somewhere along that line, working the steps, that obsession was removed. And I couldn't go a day without fixing myself. So, you know, it's that magic. I got a sponsor. He went out after I kept calling him up. He went out. So I'm sitting on the porch, and another guy came up to me. He's like, you want to get down to some business? And I was like, yeah. So I'm still with him now, sponsoring me. And, you know, things didn't go so well sometimes. I was stopped doing AA at a period, and I was running to doctors. And I started crying because I was in so much pain, because I was trying to fix myself with another God, another spirit, and that spirit didn't work. You can't have a backrack table as your higher power. It ain't going to work. And I had three options: the permanent option, AA, or drinking. And those are the three options I had. And, so I called my sponsor, and he said, why are you calling me? You know what to do. You get down to work. You help others. You pray, and you do the deal. And, you know, the pain went away. And that's the way I treat my alcoholism. I clean my house. I help others, and I pray. And I have a higher power that I do business with on a daily basis. And my higher power during my drinking days was, how the hell can I get out of this situation? You got to help me. Sitting there, you know, if you just help me not be sick, you know, I won't do it again. But, you know, where am I? Back at the same place at the bar, sitting there. 1 minute left. Oh, okay. So I want to thank Joe for asking me to speak tonight, because it's coming at a good time. I have some medical uncertainties and, you know, fear. Fear, but now with the program, fear is manageable. I have people to talk to and people to lean on, and I have a program today that works. And me standing up here talking, that's proof that this program does work. And if you just do listen to people, follow directions, yeah, you can stay sober. It's just one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, whatever you have to do, you can do it. Because look around the room. People here have done it, and, you know, it's a good. My life is a lot better today than it was. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Speak.